Thanks for downloading the Comedy of the Week from BBC Radio 4. If you'd like to find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4. But first, please enjoy this week's comedy, which is the
Art and Literature
episode of The Show What You Wrote. Well, probably not you, but it was put together by members of the public sending in sketches. And here it is.
Hey, Michelangelo! How everything a go? What the hell is that?
I'm painting the roof of the Sistine Chapel like you asked. Why? What's wrong?
I'm into the outside! Just a single coat of grey all over would have been a fine!
Literature.
Roger?
Yes?
You know these books you've been writing?
My Mr. Men series.
Yeah, about that. Me and some of the guys have got together and we've had a talk and we've all sort of come to the same conclusion.
Oh, yeah, well, what's that then?
We think you're basing your characters on us.
Come on, all these characters come straight from my imagination.
Well, you say that. But take this guy, Mr. Strong, for instance. Now, he's me, isn't he?
Of course he's not you. Are you red and shaped like a square?
Well, no, but I am really strong.
Well, so are lots of people.
Yeah, but in a book, he fills a barn with water, then lifts it up and pulls it on a cornfield that's on fire. I mean, I did that. That's something that I actually did in real life.
You filled a skip with water and poured it on a herbaceous ball. That's completely different.
Look, it's not fair to fictionalise your friends' lives like this. And then there's Tony, who you've called Mr. Lazy. He's not lazy, Roger. He's got ME.
I think you're reading far too much into these books.
Look, what else? Oh, yeah. Alec gets his skull fractured in a severe industrial accident. And then the next month, a book comes out called Mr. Bump. I mean, you could have waited until he was out of his coma.
That Mr. Bump thing was just a pure coincidence.
Look, unbelievable. Look, is any of this getting through to you at all? I mean, are you listening to a single word I'm saying? How can you just sit there and... Hey, what are you writing? Give me that. New idea for a character. Mr. Angry. Why...
whether she chooses Wolfgang Claw over Byron Redfang.
Oh, you're not still into sexy vampires and werewolves. That trope is so tired and lame.
So, what are you into?
Duh, sexy Dr. Zeus.
What, Eamon?
Here, read for yourself.
He came through the forest, his chest shining bare. He came with his thick, twisted tussles of hair. And with a fiercely piercing glare, unknotted the whatnots of my underwear.
Oh, I must kiss you in the spangling rain, on the chest and the rest, on a bus or a train. I love you so much, I would just die to kiss you, but then I'd be dead and I know I would miss you.
You're right. This is better than sparkly vamps. It gives me the shivery, quivery damps. Let me buy several copies. What wonderful luck! I'm truly in need of a bloody good book.
Something smells delicious.
Fear not, Aslan, it's only me.
Ah, Mr. Tumnus, my tender, succulent friend. I trust all is well.
Yes, of course. It's just, well, I was thinking about this war against the White Witch.
The forces of good are amassing as we speak.
That's what I was going to ask. The thing is, we've got a formidable army full of giants, panthers, centaurs, unicorns. We've even got a fleet of phoenix.
And don't forget the fawns.
Of course, and we're all led by a massive lion who's also basically God.
You'll make me blush.
Well, my question is, why do we need those children?
Uh, while that seems like a question that should have been asked all along, I'm afraid what we cannot question is the prophecy.
I'm just saying it's a great deal of responsibility for children who, up until yesterday, had to be in bed by 7.
The thing is, you have to think of them less as children, more as...
Deadwood.
No.
Excess baggage.
No.
As much use as tiramisu in a tsunami.
No. Look, keep this under your hat. Think of them as fodder.
Cannon fodder?
Technically more like wolf fodder.
So we're only pretending they're the chosen ones?
No, they are the chosen ones. It's just what they've been chosen for is open to interpretation.
But won't they realise something's up? They've been promoted way beyond their level of competence.
Come off it, they're public school kids. They'll just assume they're meant to be in charge.
Kay, how much shall I say is our asking price? Is 50 a tad too steep? I don't want to go in too low and look like a dick.
Are you still writing that ransom note?
I think I've got writer's block.
Writer's block? It's easy. Just put, we've got your husband, give us 50 grand or we'll, you know, hack his toes off or whatever.
No, it's just... That last one was really good. You know, it had similes, alliteration, hyperbole, metaphors. You know, if Shakespeare wrote that, he'd have been buzzing off his tits. Everything I write now just looks a bit flat.
You need some inspiration. What do you normally do for inspiration?
I usually find kidnapping someone does the trick.
Can't you just scribble anything down?
It's not that easy. First, I've got to cut out all the little letters from a magazine and I keep getting sidetracked and reading the whole thing. Do you know you can clean your brass with Coca-Cola?
Look, just have a think. What do you know about this guy? Hobbies? His likes and dislikes?
Well, he dislikes being tied up in a boot.
Start with that, then. We have your husband and he is in great discomfort.
Oh, I like that. Then I could put a... If you want him to see the warm light of day again...
Oh, hang on. Did you say he was still in the boot?
I wasn't expecting the note would take this long. Why?
Yeah, I took the car in to get it valeted. As a surprise.
Well, it'll surprise Mick at the garage. Oh, well, that's it. We're screwed. I'm looking at 3 life sentences at least.
Oh, it's been a good run, Daz. But we may as well take the easy way out. Where's the gun?
Oh, no.
What?
How'd you start a suicide note?
Art and literature.
Brother Martin, might we disturb?
Certainly, Brother Francis. And Brother Ben. Tell me, how goes the vow of silence? Excellent. So, Brother Francis, what news on the book?
I don't know how to tell you this. There's been a terrible mistake.
But, Brother, how can this be?
We were copying separate sections independently. Brother James, I left in charge of the chapter headings. Brother Simon, the cover. Brother Ben went through the whole text and carefully underlined our typos in a squiggly red pen. And Brother Barnabas, well, I simply gave him responsibility for the initial letter of each chapter.
It seems like a simple enough task.
I would have thought so too. But, well, Barnabas, he was affected, as you know. Leprosy of the brain. Anyway, he's gone and made the first letter massive.
Massive?
Ludicrously big. Like, it takes up half the sodding page. 5 years of my life up in holy smoke.
What if we made the giant letter a feature?
You mean do the whole book like that.
No. Let's just go nuts on the first letter in each chapter. Floral colours, you know, twinkly, winkly bits. People will think we meant to do it that way.
It's just crazy enough to work. Of course, we'll have to do every single book like that from now on to cover up this mistake.
But as long as that's the only cock-up, then I think we can avoid any embarrassment. What's that, Ben?
Ah, yes. There is one other tiny problem. I'd scarcely like to mention it.
What now?
It's Brother James's S's. They look almost indistinguishable from F's. Which was fine until he reached the bit about sucking nature's teat. But the hands of one of the gentlemen were laid on Kay's throat, while the other pushed the knife deep into his heart and twisted it there twice. As his eyesight failed, Kay saw the two gentlemen cheek by cheek, close in front of his face, watching the result. "Like a dog," he said. It was as if the shame of it should outlive him. The end.
We don't like your bedtime stories, Mr. Kafka.
I had nightmares after you read us Peter Pan and the Arbitrary Forces of an Uncaring Universe.
I thought you liked that one.
I dreamt I was the human embodiment of the concept of anxiety.
Don't you know any normal stories like Winnie the Pooh?
You said poo! I'll read you a proper story. One filled with existential despair, an explicable plot, and horrible, sickening characters. Noddy goes to Toyland. Nearly finished, my lady. Hold still. Just a few final brush strokes, and there we have it. My masterpiece. I'll call it the Mona Lisa. So, what do you think?
It's absolutely divine. Although I don't think you've quite got...
The mouth. Mm. Yeah, to be fair, you've got a bit of a weird smile.
That's true. I was going for enigmatic. Oh, well, it's still a very fine piece of art.
Now, I've got a bit of time before my next client. How about we do a few quick paintings, just for fun?
I suppose that would be okay.
Great! Just pull a funny face. Smoulder for the canvas. That's nice. Perhaps slip your shawl down a little. That's good. A little further. Maybe undo a few buttons on your blouse.
Oh, I don't think...
Oh, you don't want to be known as an awkward model, do you?
I suppose not.
Lovely. I tell you what, I've got a lot of pink paint left. It would be a shame to waste it. Why don't you pop your top off?
Oh, no!
It could really open doors for you with the other artists.
Right, I'll do it, but I'm not happy about this.
Really? I can never tell with your mouth.
That must have been terrible for you.
And then after he left, I just started comfort eating.
Oh, you poor thing.
I just couldn't stop. I was shoveling it in, putting on weight like nobody's business and just feeling so... Are you writing this down?
No.
Little Miss Greedy. You are such a bastard, Roger Hargreaves.
Art and literature.
Janet!
Crispin, come in. Please have a seat.
Oh, thanks. I take it you've read my new novel, then? What does, mean? This is my life's work here.
Look, can I just start by reading a little extract to you, all right?
Yes, all right.
Good. Here goes. Augustus Carpathian inched tentatively onwards. The corridor's thick, irrepressible Stygian density enveloped all who braved the journey to her chamber. Pausing for an eternal second at her black oaken door, he drew in a breath before gently easing it open with a thin, trembling hand. Then his knob popped out. Like toast from one of them new toasters. The shiny ones.
Okay, and what's the problem?
Well, Crispin, I just think it all comes a bit out of the blue.
What does?
Well, the toaster and the knob, if I'm being perfectly honest. And why a toaster? I mean, I thought you'd done months of research.
I have.
Then surely you've noticed they didn't have toasters in the 1640s. Particularly those shiny new ones.
Right, OK. I just assumed no one ever talked about toasters back then, but that they did all have them. Oh, oh dear, I'm sorry, Janet. Really, not my field, I'm afraid. The raunchy stuff. But you get around a bit, don't you?
What?
Well, perhaps you could suggest something sexy.
He walks into the room and then takes off his ruff and his shirt, one of those old-fashioned Mr. Darcy-type ones, and his pantaloons. And then...
his knob pops out like toast from a shiny new toaster. Great, thanks, Janet. Right, well, so that's the first paragraph sorted. Well, were there any bits that needed a tweak in the second? Ah, Peter, I see you've started on a new painting. Excellent. What have you got in mind?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm thinking of a cherub here, a cherub there, maybe, and then the centre ground. I don't know. Perhaps something like a, you know, a big, fat, naked woman.
Something like?
Well, all right. It will indeed be a big, fat, naked woman.
I see.
Is there something wrong with that?
No. It's just that...
Speak up, man.
Well, I know I'm only a patron and I shouldn't be controlling, but that is all you seem to paint these days.
Rubbish! I paint all sorts of things!
But I notice every single picture in your studio is of... how can I put this? Big, fat, naked women surrounded by cherubs.
No, hold on. Look at that one. It's a ruined castle.
There's definitely a ruined castle there in the background, but I think you'll find that more prominently featured in the foreground is, in fact, a large, fat, naked lady surrounded by cherubs.
You're right. I've never noticed that, but you're absolutely right.
So, if I may be so bold, perhaps now might be a good time for a fresh start.
Indeed it is. Preliminary sketch, let's see. Trees just here. Perhaps trees, yes, and hills, and... what about, though, just as an idea in a corner, a little cherub? A pair of cherubs. That would look great. A pair of cherubs, yes.
But what about the landscape? The mighty shape?
No, I've got it. Cherubs here, and then in the middle...
Don't tell me. A big, fat, naked woman.
But I was going to say a miserable man on a bridge. But, no, you're absolutely right. I knew there was something missing.
Here you are, Viv. A proof copy, hot off the press.
Wow, thanks.
We thought you should be the first to read it, seeing as your family and all.
Oh, your first book? I've never read one written by a couple before. Bloody hell.
Do you like it?
It's a sequel to Kama Sutra.
It's disgusting. And why are these pages sticking together?
Oh, that's my fault.
Oh. But, Keith. But
I had to glue the Polaroids in.
Hang on, is that you two? Oh, God, I couldn't tell with the masks on.
That's the Belgian space helmet. Quite basic.
And surprisingly affordable once Pepper Army came on board for the product placement.
I think I'm going to be sick through my eyes.
Turn to page 37. I think you'll like that one.
I really don't think I should be... Hang on, is that my wok?
We didn't think you'd mind.
What's it doing up there?
It's doing the fisherman salute. It's a tricky one, that.
Not as hard as the dusty taco, though.
Oh, that was a toughie. We had to get Mick in to hold my legs up.
My Mick?
We're not going to ask a stranger to help with a dusty taco, are we?
Look, I don't want to see all of this. I have no interest in your disgusting private lives.
Wow. Thanks for the support, sis.
Look, is this about the wok? Because we bought you a new one.
And a potato masher, because we noticed you didn't have one when we were looking. That's it on page 97, can you see? Just between man...
I eat off that table. How could you do this to me?
No, that's not you. It's just a doll with your face on it.
Ah, Snow White, my sleeping princess. I shall now awaken you with...
Whoa, whoa, there! What's all this?
Oh, cripes! I didn't see you two there.
Is that a joke because we're dwarves?
No!
Were you about to kiss Snow White?
Yes, I'm a prince.
Right, I think you and I are going to have a problem here, mate. You can't go around kissing corpses. It's not kosher.
And it's bloody pervy.
Honestly, I have my reasons.
Oh, reasons! Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
We do apologise. Please, go ahead and make out with the dead body of our best friend.
Really?
Of course not.
But if I kiss her, something magical will happen.
Yeah, but it will.
It will bring her back to life.
Now, I feel like you're trying to take us for a ride here, mate.
And no one takes a dwarf for a ride. We're wise. We're the owls of the land.
But I'm a prince, and this is sort of what we do.
Kissing corpses?
Yes.
You make me sick. Look,
I have a magical kiss. It brings dead women back to life.
Oh, yeah. Which esteemed medical journal did you learn that one from?
I was going to arrive on my horse, kiss Snow White, and then take her away to get married.
Oh, good. Abduction.
I'm sensing that I should leave.
You sense correctly, if you value your knees.
Very well. Farewell, halfling.
Yeah, jog on, pal.
Has he gone?
Yep, that was close. Nearly lost our draft excluder there.
So, what does this picture represent?
Ah, the cleansing of the temple. Well, naturally, here's Christ in the centre. His holy aura is unmistakable. But look, his hand is clenched into a fist. This gentle man is furious. He's come to the temple and caught these vile, unscrupulous traders turning a quick shekel in his father's name.
That's interesting. Most patients think it's a butterfly. Tell me about your childhood.
Art and literature.
Come on, Wendy. It's easy with little fairy dust. Just think of a happy thought and you can fly too.
Really? Can John and Michael come to Neverland too?
Absolutely. One happy thought is all it takes and we'll all fly away on a magical adventure.
Yay! Oh, I'm doing it. Flying, Peter!
What did you think of, Wendy? What's your happy thought?
I thought about all the immigrants leaving.
Why?
If all the immigrants went away, we'd be pure again. Oh, look how I soar, Peter!
No one
can't think of that. Wendy, please come back down and think of something else.
Oh, Peter, look! Michael's feet are hovering off the ground. What was your happy thought, Michael?
You don't have to tell us, Michael.
I thought about Christmas morning and wanted every day to be like that.
Great. Thank you, Michael. A lovely happy thought.
If every day was Christmas morning, the whole world would be Christian and the heathens would bathe in the eternal glory of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ.
No!
I go even higher if I think about the relaxation of child labour laws.
Michael, watch out for the ceiling. Look, John, your feet. You're hovering over your bed.
I am, aren't I?
Please, John, this isn't going to be really racist, is it?
No, nothing like that. I was just thinking about Father dying.
What?
Next stop Neverland, eh, Peter?
No, stop saying that. I can't fly now. You realise that, right?
Get a job.
Who said that? Look, I've changed my mind. You really won't like it there. It's essentially a socialist commune run by small orphans.
Then it's ripe for exploitation. Bye, Peter! Bye!
Whee!
I hope that crocodile tears you all apart!
You are through to Muse UK. Please wait whilst we try to connect you.
Oh, come on, come on.
All right, love, you are speaking to Susie. I'm here for all your artistic needs. What shall I do for you today?
Hello. I'm a painter and I've never called before.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, love. I speak to lots of men like you.
Well, it's just my wife doesn't inspire me like she used to, you know. Lately I've been doing watercolours.
Well, what movements are you into?
Oh, I like my expressionism. On those special occasions I've been known to enjoy a bit of surrealism.
Surrealism? Well, let me be your dripping clock.
I want to paint you now.
Do you have a big easel?
Do you want to be painted? Do you want to be my inspiration?
Yes, I do. I want to pose for you, eating grapes, sitting on an ottoman.
Oh, you are a bad muse, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Paint me, maestro, paint me.
Finished!
That were quick.
The show What You Wrote starred Fiona Clark, Gavin Webster, Helen Moon and Darren Cuffin. It was written by Pete Barrett, Owen Cooper, Will Cooper, Sean Fee, Helen Green, Joe Hodgson, Daniel Hooper, Gabby Hutchinson-Crouch, Caspian James, Greg Jennings, Graham Kildington, David McIver, Matthew Radway, Owen Seddon, Andrew Stevenson and Emlyn Williams. The script editor was John Hunter and it was produced by Alexandra Smith and Carl Cooper.
That was the Comedy of the Week from BBC Radio 4. For more information, please go to the website bbc.co.uk/radio4. And whilst you're there, you might want to download the Friday Night Comedy 2, or you could just listen to this one again.